Hello. It is January 12th, 2024. And today we have the Ten of Swords reversed. This is a very interesting card to have drawn after the Ace of Swords. 10 is 1 plus 0 is 1, which was, of course, our Ace, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. The image is dismal and dramatic. A figure is laying on a frozen shore, the black sky flecked with white flakes of falling snow. This card does represent the winter season, but once again, as the suit is mental, intellectual, verbal, it doesn't necessarily have to be literal, but metaphorical. 10 long swords pierce the back of our poor dead human who lies on his or her stomach, arms arranged in such a pose that it may be all an act. The white billowy sleeves and pool of blood may actually be staged. This card has been interpreted as more of an act than anything else, as in playing the victim. Some people are very comfortable, even thrive in a strange way, in their victim role. In the upright, this card can be interpreted as backstabbed to death. All those swords would be nasty, cutting words being said behind someone's back. In the upright, our bleeding human certainly looks dead enough, but the classic Rider-Waite-Smith deck, the most recognized and best-selling tarot deck in the world, shows a thin strip of golden light at the horizon just under the ominous black clouds, a silver lining, if you will. Painful, but it's better to know who your true friends are and aren't. All those double-edged swords give me two-faced vibes. In the reverse, it is said that the swords fall away and the worst is over. There has been so much suffering and conflict, so much mental anguish, nothing could ever cause us more pain than what we've been through. Those 10 swords didn't happen all at once. One by one, they added up to too many to bear. In the upright, all those reverse swords could be untruths. In the reverse, they are, of course, all upright. But of course, we have to recognize when a cycle has ended in order to start all over with clarity, strength, and truth, the Ace. Something is refusing to die, but the natural position of the card is upright, and whether we like it or not, it will. This can be a card of a survivor. Miraculously, we've been saved. It's quite amazing what humans can live through, although we may have thought we were going to die at various points in life. Scarlett O'Hara comes to mind when she whines that famous line in Gone with the Wind to her departing love, Rhett Butler. Whatever shall I do? He could very well have said, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Scarlett. And so it does. Also, give acupuncture a try. I had mine this week.